your clothes haven't been dry cleaned and you hang them up and a cockroach gets to them, he will eat holes wherever food has been left on the fabric.
Okay, what insect flies around with a light in its tail and shines at night?
A lightning bug, we call them.
Yeah. Any other names that you've heard around here?
A sparkling bug, but usually it's a lightning bug, or a glow bug. We've also used that. Lightning bug is a simple word. During the past summer, for a few days, we had lightning bugs in the area. When I was a child, we would catch them and put them in a soda water bottle, a pop bottle, you would call it, and put 10, 12, or 15 in, and amaze ourselves by going around with what we'd call like a flashlight before the days of flashlights.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, there's a long, thin insect that has a little beak and two pairs of shiny wings. Do you know what that is?
A mosquito hawk is the first name, or a dragonfly.
Okay, what are some of the names that are used by, say, your friends for those things?
Mosquito hawk was the word that we always used. Dragonfly was a later name that came into use. But we have had two varieties of those, with single wings and then with the tandem. They are common here at certain times of year, and sometimes there's many of them catching gnats and small insects that we can't see.
Have you ever heard the term snake doctor?
I have read the term.
Right. Okay.
Snake doctor. Snake doctors down in the pond, but we didn't use that term here. It was mosquito hawk. Even around the ponds where there would be plenty of them. We said they were mosquito hawks, and we were always happy to see them, knowing that we would have less mosquitoes, even though we were slapping at the time.
Okay, what kinds of stinging insects do you know of? Insects that
stinging insects, mosquitoes, called skeeters also, and gnats or sandflies, horseflies, which includes also the green-headed horseflies, deer flies, the yellow flies, dog flies or stock flies, which look similar to a house fly, except his wings are spread a little more. No, they're angled more than the house fly. He is a bad varmint because he'll often land on you and he's already stung you before you know he's around. The large horse flies will bring drops or two of blood. Often their sting is so severe. In the horse flies, I've had two experiences in my life that may be worth telling. Over 50 years ago, I was with an old man in a two-wheeled cart, and we were against a salt marsh. We were hog hunting. He had a trap to catch his range hogs so we could mark them. And we saw this black cloud coming, and he said, Hubert, you unhook your side, I'll unhook my side, forget about the mule, and take to the scrub. That was the woods. Those are horse flies, they'll sting you to death. So by the time we jumped off the cart and I had unhooked my side, he unhooked his, they hit. The mule rolled three or four times in his harness, and he took off with his tail high for the scrub, heading for home. We took off at right angles for the nearest scrub. We forgot about the cart, and we were brushing to keep our eyes and ears clear, and we must have penetrated the scrub 100 feet before we finally got rid of the horse flies, and about 3 days later, we went back for the cart. Many years later, I was fishing